Com.
Live. You can bring up anything you want. So all you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
All right. Daryl joining us from fpp.cc. You can go there to get more of Daryl's writings. He is both an editor and a publisher of liberty-oriented musings, news, and even fiction.
Yes.
So, new book going to be released soon?
Tomorrow.
Whoa, wow, I didn't even realize
yes.
that. Yes. So tomorrow is the release day for the book, which is called?
The Diary of Henry Myers.
And what's the cost going to be on that?
The cost of that book is $549.
Mm-hmm.
And that's physical if you form? Get it. That's if you get it from a actual retailer.
Mm-hmm.
If you order online, of course, there's shipping. If you order from me at shop.fpp.cc, then you can get it for, I believe it's $6.99 is the cost I have.
Gotcha. And also available digitally?
It will be available as an ebook, probably for $1 or $2.
Cool. And fpp.cc is where you can go to do that. Of course, Allie Haven's joining us again now after spending, what, 2 months? How long were you down in D.C.?
2 months.
So
it seemed longer.
I know. Well, it went by fast. It went by fast for me because I was working really hard. But, yeah, that's how that works, I guess.
So we're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. There's obviously a lot to say about this tragic situation down in Connecticut. But as Pizza Dude, our first caller of tonight, had pointed out, what about all the kids that have been murdered by the U.S. military overseas? Where is all of the, you know, the outspokenness on that those matters? You don't hardly ever hear about that stuff.
And the irony is the same people responsible for those murders are the ones you want to put in charge of controlling our right to own weapons.
And there is a big call for gun control, of course. After every one of these school shootings, it's inevitable that those who would like to see more control of guns call for it. But then we looked at China and we, you know, explored what their gun control is like there to some extent. It's very severe, very strict. And, you know, individuals are generally not allowed to own firearms. There are severe penalties, including death, for using guns in crime there. But it hasn't stopped guns. It hasn't stopped guns being used in crime. But on the other hand, the, you know, gun control advocates would argue that gun crime is much less frequent, frequently seen in places like China
right. Well,
and Japan.
If you murder everyone who has the ability to defend themselves, then of course the crimes are going to be lower.
Well,
you meaning the government?
Yes.
Maybe I was confused. Were we saying earlier that crime has gone up in China? Violent crime has gone up, but just not gun-related crime?
I don't have those statistics.
Okay.
I forget what
the article that you read mentioned something about violence being on the
rise.
It
is on the rise. Yeah, that's right. But they say gun crime is on the way down in China.
Okay.
But then again, as you pointed out, Allie, these are all government statistics. So you have to trust the People's Republic of China to give you good statistics. And if you don't trust the American government, why would you trust the People's Republic of China? Vice versa, if you trust the People's Republic of China, then, you know, but you don't trust the American guy. Anyway, yeah, you're certainly welcome to give us your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. And there's one other aspect to this we haven't covered yet that I thought was interesting, and maybe you won't necessarily hear on the mainstream media too much, and that is that there was a guy whose Facebook profile was being posted today, Ryan Lanza, as the alleged killer here. And I saw somebody that I knew post that. And I clicked on the guy's profile name, and I saw that I knew somebody who knew him. I had a mutual friend with this Ryan Lanza. And I sent a message to the mutual friend wondering, I said, hey, you know, have you heard that this person is the alleged killer in this case? Or I said something like, you know, what are your thoughts on this person being the alleged killer? He appears to be your Facebook friend. And he wrote back to me saying it wasn't him. and somebody got it wrong. So internet fail, somebody failed big time at figuring out who the alleged killer was, because turns out there's more than one Ryan Lanza in the New York City area. Hey, what do you know? There's something like, what, 20 million people living over there, 15, 20 million people. So odds are good there's going to be more than one Ryan Lanza.
Sounds about like, what was it, the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting, where I think it was ABC, like one of the major national morning shows, had Googled the name of the guy, mm-hmm. and there happened to be someone with the same name
yep.
that was part of some Tea Party meetup group in Denver.
Mm-hmm. And so they figured it was the same guy.
And they actually reported on this national morning show, oh, this guy appears to have been a member of the Tea Party.
And there's just no excuse.
But they didn't even look at the ages of the guy.
Wow.
The guy that
yeah.
was the shooter was in his 20s. The guy that was a member of the Tea Party meetup was in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. There's no excuse for, you know, especially journalists like mainstream. They have all the resources to do real investigative journalism, and when they get it wrong, it's like
sloppy.
It's so sloppy, and it's also really important, like considering how important reputation is in one's life, to tarnish someone's reputation and to be getting it wrong, like you can't go back from that.
Right. Now, I don't know what mainstream, what if any mainstream media reported on this. Maybe they did. All I know is I saw it on Facebook. I checked with somebody who knew this guy, and he said it wasn't him. He linked me to a U.S. news report, which really kind of lays it out. In the mad dash to identify the person responsible for the Friday shooting at the Newtown, Connecticut Elementary School, online news sources and thousands of social media users may have shared a photo fingering a man who had nothing to do with the shooting. Ryan Lanza, 24, was identified Friday afternoon as the shooter responsible for killing 26 people, another article said 28, at the elementary school. By 2:45 Friday, more than 10,000 people had reshared a Facebook photo of a Ryan Lanza with comments like killer and rot in hell. And I imagine that he probably got a number of private messages, which were much more threatening
yes.
than that, knowing how people can jump to conclusions. And that's
I think the 28 figure may be including his mother, whom he
okay.
killed not inside the school,
yep.
plus himself.
Plus himself. The Ryan Lanza that actually did it, not this Ryan Lanza who is still alive. But according to the Twitter account of a person who claims to be friends with the person in the widely circulated photo, that particular Ryan Lanza was not the shooter. Andrew Fletcher tweeted a screenshot reportedly from Lanza's Facebook page, which included status updates reading, "I'm on the bus home now, it wasn't me," and "Everyone shut the F up, it wasn't me." And I had clicked this guy's profile myself, and just a few minutes after I'd clicked it, it went offline. So either he pulled it down offline himself, or Facebook did something. I'm guessing it was him that did it himself.
Most
he was likely getting
him.
All kinds of hate from people. It was not immediately clear that the incorrect person was identified, but if so, it could be an extremely costly mistake for news publications, including a number of online news outlets that ran the photo. Another Ryan Lanza, whose Twitter handle is Ryan_Lanza, also found himself thrust into the news story. That person angrily tweeted this afternoon saying, "Haha, I didn't kill anyone. Stop spamming my Twitter, please." The Facebook account of the Ryan Lanza, whose photo became the object of a near-universal disdain, was disabled by 3:30 this afternoon. A longer version of Lanza's Facebook feed was tweeted by @MattBoers. In it, he writes, "F.U. CNN, it wasn't me." So I guess CNN reported on this guy being the alleged killer. I mean, can you imagine what that could do to somebody? You talk about reputation, but what if there's somebody out there who decides they want to, you know, take it into their own hands and go and ice this dude, you know, without realizing that maybe they didn't read the paragraph in the story, the news stories that said the killer killed himself or the killer ended up dead. We presume he killed himself. You know, and then they just saw this other story about so-called Ryan Lanza being the killer, somehow, you know the guy or know where he lives or find out where he lives and then take some sort of vengeful action against him. And oops, it's not that guy at all. I mean, that's pretty terrible.
Yeah, it is. And it seems like sooner or later with lousy journalism, that will happen.
Well, yeah. Are the journalists going to be held accountable? Are they going to lose reputation points over this?
It's possible. He could very well sue for libel in this case. It's a pretty big mistake. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because generally, you know, you can sue for libel, as I understand it, if your reputation's been damaged. And he could certainly claim that. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. Share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and I'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Rising food prices, extreme weather, political and economic uncertainty. The one lesson learned by those who lived through Hurricane Katrina. If you're counting on your government to show up and take care of you in the event of a major disaster, you just might have to wait a long, long time. Will your family be ready in the event of an unexpected disaster or disruption? The best step towards preparedness is a quality storable food supply from Dry Harvest Foods. Dry Harvest offers healthy, high-quality storable food that you can depend on. Our food packages contain real meat, real butter, real cheese, with none of those cheap ingredients like soy protein substitutes. Dry Harvest has the highest calorie count per dollar in the industry, so you can feel confident and ready in these uncertain times. Some people worry, others prepare. Call Dry Harvest Foods at 406-587-4181 or visit callnow.org. That's Dry Harvest Foods, 406-587-4181, and visit callnow.org.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you there. In fact, if you like Free Talk Live, you can help us out by donating to the Bitcoin tip jar. Go to Bitcoin. www.freetalklive.com. You'll find information about Bitcoins there. Maybe you haven't taken the time yet to visit weusecoins.org and to learn more about what the Bitcoin is, about how useful this digital decentralized currency is, something that is created by the digital community, not by some big corporation or government. This is a product that actually allows you to transfer money in digital form almost instantaneously across the world for zero cost. Now, it does cost to get into Bitcoin, because whenever you transfer money from one currency into another, it does cost something for that currency transfer. But once you have Bitcoins, you can send them around as many times as you like, and there's no financial middleman getting in the way. There's no bank, there's no Visa company, there's no credit card. There's nothing that's getting in the way of your financial freedom. It's truly an amazing concept. You really should go to weusecoins.org and learn more about that.
Plus, there's a Bitcoin summit happening in Philly tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Now, these are happening across the country, I presume. I know they've been going on in Manchester, New Hampshire for a while. They actually toured it around and brought it out to Keene.
Well, the one in Philly, it's actually the East Coast Bitcoin Summit.
Oh, so this is like a big deal.
So it's a big regional gathering.
So cool. And there's a lot of neat things that are coming out of the Bitcoin community, and it just keeps getting better as time goes on. And the Bitcoins seem to be getting more valuable as well. Now well over $13 per Bitcoin, the most valuable currency in the world, as I understand it. So you owe it to yourself to learn more about it, and also learn about blockchain.info. It's an online Bitcoin wallet where you can actually have an app for your Android or your jailbroken iPhone, and thanks to their fancy encryption techniques, blockchain never has access to your money. You can use their blockchain wallet to send Bitcoins to anyone you want via email, to your Facebook friends, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. All those services are free, by the way. Blockchain.info to learn more. That's blockchain.info. I asked on our Facebook profile and also on Twitter, is more federal gun control coming? And will that further the secession movement? Because secession hit pretty big a few weeks ago, and I think the talk about it has died down a little bit, but there are obviously people out there who want to see their state break away from the United States, and some states are certainly more gun-friendly than others. What will happen in those gun-friendly states if you start to see a more federal government kind of push towards less gun freedom? Will we see more people advocating for secession? And ultimately, what if there is gun confiscation in the U.S.? What will that look like?
Well,
I would say it would look a lot like New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. Oath Keepers is a really cool organization of law enforcement officials who basically foresee, or I don't know if they foresee something like that happening, but they at least keep an oath to the Constitution, stating specifically that in those cases that they will resist those measures.
That they'll refuse to enforce an order if it comes down from on high, that they're supposed to go house to house, for instance, and confiscate people's firearms. The Oath Keepers will refuse to participate in that. But will the Oath Keepers do something to stop those who will participate?
Probably not.
Seems unlikely to me. And that's really the question. The scene after Katrina was pretty terrible, where they were literally going house to house, confiscating people's firearms. There was one video of an old lady that they literally tackled because she had a pistol. Now, she wasn't waving the pistol at anybody. She just had a pistol, and they decided to use as much force as possible. I mean, you're talking about an 80-plus-year-old lady here who couldn't hurt a fly were it not for the pistol that she had, and the California Highway Patrol officers had gone into her house. That's right, California Highway Patrol officers in Louisiana doing gun confiscations. That was actually happening. You also had members of the National Guard in full camouflage gear marching through the streets, also engaged in gun confiscations. So, fact is, most people turned their guns in. They did as they were told. But there was one guy, and this I think was an ABC News video that kind of cataloged some of this stuff that went on. There was one guy who was an attorney, and I guess he knew what his rights were, because he told these guys, "You're not getting my guns." And, basically threatened them and said, "If you come up my driveway and try to take my guns from me, I'm going to go out, lead first." And I appreciate that perspective. I used to come from that perspective, but I, you know, find myself being more and more of a totally nonviolent peacenik over time. But I get it that that's one of the reasons why guns were supposed to be allowed, right? Like, originally was to protect the people from the government.
Right.
But yet at the same time, I know that if you get violent with the state, they're just going to end your life. You'll just be extinguished.
Well, at the time of the writing of the U.S. Constitution, when the Second Amendment was written, it said the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The people had the same weaponry as the military,
mm-hmm.
because your average man was also in the militia, and the militia made up the vast majority of the military that was ready to go fight. Whereas now, your average man that owns a firearm does not have anything that remotely resembles weaponry owned or used by the military.
Right. They certainly don't have a Bearcat. I haven't seen any of those parked in anyone's driveways.
Nope.
So, yeah, I mean, does that change things? It's clear from reading the founders' words when, you know, they were doing this Constitution thing, that they intended the Second Amendment to be a check on the power of the federal government,
yeah.
as in literally to have a violent revolt in the case of government overstepping its boundaries. But it's becoming more and more clear that having any kind of vision of that happening these days is just, like, that is not enough. It's not about, like, who has the most guns and weapons and how can we control the power. It's about, you know, it's you've got a nation of people who are brainwashed in these public indoctrination centers, and that is really the power that they have. It's not about how many weapons they have. It's the controlling of people's minds.
Right. And one thing that I think is interesting, and this isn't really taught in government school, and as far as I know, it's not taught in private schools, that the founding fathers, a lot of them actually did tar and feather some of the British government officials.
I have heard
of that. I mean, actual tar and feathering.
But the thing with the British government officials is they wouldn't have had the same level of respect that the existing government guys do today. They wouldn't have had back then, amongst a lot of the population, the same level of legitimacy. And that's why you can easily kill a common criminal shoot a common criminal that comes into your home to rob you or rape you or, you know, horribly harm you in some way. And everyone will look at that and say, oh, well, you were in the right. I mean, a common criminal, he was going to hurt you. But if the government comes to take something from you, take your house from you, take your life from you, confiscate your person, put you in a cage, then using violence against them is typically seen as you're crazy.
Right.
So I really struggle with this issue. You know, if they were to do house-to-house gun confiscations, I don't support violence to solve problems. But what do you do in that particular situation?
I want your answer in the next segment.
855-453, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60 only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 1-800-206-9039. That's 1-800-206-9039. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 1-800-206-9039.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring in whatever you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. And bitcoins, we were just talking about the bitcoin in the last segment. Now you need to know where to get bitcoins. Once you've decided you want to have some because they're an amazing currency that is totally, you know, open free market, it's open source, it is decentralized, there's no corporation that's running it, no government that can get involved. Once you decide you want some bitcoins, go to bitinstant.com. They make it easy for you to turn cash into bitcoins. You can do it at something like a million locations across the world. 30 different countries are possible, and BitInstant is that simple. I mean, really, you can just walk into a CVS or a Walmart. You can deposit cash at the MoneyGram location there, and then within moments, bitcoins appear in your Bitcoin account. I mean, it's incredible. So, and there's some other options, too, like using Dwolla as a possibility and some others. Go to BitInstant.com to learn more. BitInstant.com. As we go to the phones here, Michael's on the line listening in Huntsville. We got to answer your question coming up here, Daryl. Don't let me forget that, but I want to make sure we get Michael on listening to WBHP.
Yes, I was just saying that one thing you're not looking into, you're thinking that if they start the gun confiscations, that it's just going to be maybe one person here and there that might do something. This is entirely different. We the people outnumber these communists out here, all right? And everybody's going to know you give up the guns, you're going to spend the rest of your life in slavery, and so is everybody else, man. Generations down the line. So if things get going here, the shooting's going to start, and it won't be just one or two people here and there. It's going to be millions and millions and millions of us. And those people are just, you know, to try to take these guns, they're going to be in bad shape. Because I'm going to come to ask me before, if I had a permit for a gun, I said, yeah, me. You got a problem with that, man? I've never had any cop try to get a gun away from me because they know they're not going to get it.
And I have a feeling that there would be some level of resistance to gun confiscations in this country, not just physical resistance, but also the obvious lawsuits and things like that to tie up whatever new laws might be passed to authorize such a thing. And Michael, thank you for sharing that thought. I appreciate hearing from you tonight here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. Now, what was the question you wanted me to answer, Daryl?
You asked the question of if there were door-to-door gun roundups, how people would respond.
I thought it was how he would respond.
Well, I mean, that's the question I asked on Facebook. I said, what would you do if there were house-to-house gun confiscations? And we could share some of your answers here in a bit if you'd like. 855-450-FREE is the number. And it's something that I, you know, this is an issue I've struggled with, you know, for a long time. Once upon a time, I would have been the guy who said, you know, you're not going to get my gun from me, you know, except lead first. And I don't really feel like I'm that person anymore. And I've kind of rejected violence as a method for change. I don't reject violence fully. So I'm not a full-on peacenik. I'm not a full-on pacifist.
You're not a pacifist, but you don't believe that you have to kill anyone to prove it.
Right. I'm not a pacifist. I can see the value in self-defense. I can see the value in defending innocent others as well. But I have a really tough time with the idea of using violence in self-defense against the state, simply because of the legitimacy factor. There's the legitimacy factor that people will see it as crazy, but also it will get you killed. I mean, you know, if you use violence against the state, they will turn their guns around on you fast, you will face 10 times the amount of officers. Like, you know, if a couple officers come to confiscate somebody's guns and that person ices those cops, then it's only a matter of time before 20 times as many cops show up.
Right, and so what good is it? Probably not going to send one or two cops to every door. They're going to send four or five.
Maybe. Maybe. Because, and then you're on the run at that point. You know, you're not going to stay there. You're going to have to be on the run, and they're going to be looking for you with all of their might. And then, of course, you know, I guess the argument would be, well, if enough people did that, then there would be, you know, they wouldn't go around and confiscate people's guns. I guess that's
right, but they're not coming for 1,000 people at a time. They're going door to door. So would you attempt to flee?
I think that what would make more sense would be to hide the guns, personally.
Just wondering how useful a gun safe might be in the situation.
Well, they probably could order you to give over the passcode for whatever gun safe you have.
I saw the most brilliant gun safe ever on Facebook a couple of days ago. It was someone had taken a refrigerator and basically removed all of the components that make it keep the refrigerator cool.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned it into a gun safe that just looks like a refrigerator. No one would ever think to look in there for guns.
I don't know about that. I mean, does it have a lock on it? It's an actual safe?
No, it just looks like a refrigerator.
If they're looking for guns in your house, they're going to open up everything that could possibly have a gun in it. I mean, they're not. If they're looking for pot plants in your house, they're not going to not open up the refrigerator.
Well, the cops probably would, but a common criminal isn't going to look in your refrigerator.
Okay, fine. Yeah. But we're talking about the police coming and confiscating weapons. So, I mean, I don't believe that using violence will solve the problem of the state. And so I tend to be against it. But at the same time, I understand the perspective that people, you know, the argument that, well, if you don't defend yourself, then that gives essentially them permission to go around and confiscate people's firearms. And then you look at all the different societies in which firearms have been confiscated, and you see mass slaughter coming shortly thereafter. So it's a real tough issue. I mean,
if there was some kind of organized resistance, then I would definitely join in.
I feel like it's not going to be a game changer for, for mankind if people respond violently towards the state. I think that that's like basically playing into the state's hands.
It's people. That's going what we to further legitimize.
That's
the
who
state.
Americans know as terrorists. People that resist tyranny in the Middle East against the United States government. And you know, if you really think about it, you know, if you use that logic, then all the people that fought in the Revolutionary War against the British, they were all terrorists. Like, same logic.
Yeah.
So it's more about people believing that the United States can do no harm. And if they've really won that battle of hearts and minds, then that is the battle. It's not a physical battle. It's not about, you know, how many cops can you kill. That's like, they're missing the larger problem, I think, when people reduce it to that.
Do you own any firearms?
I do.
I think I am the only one here that does not own anything that could be classified as a firearm.
But yeah, you're the one who's going to join up on a militia. Like, Allie and I own a firearm, and we're almost total peaceniks. But you're the one saying if it came down to gun confiscation, you'd join a militia.
If there was organized resistance.
That means militia, right? I mean, isn't that what you're talking about? That's code for militia.
I don't like using the term militia.
So you wouldn't join if they called themselves the militia? We're the organized resistance, and we're calling ourselves the Keene Militia. You would just decide to not join in that case.
No, I'm just saying I don't like using the term militia.
But you would join a militia if they were the organized resistance.
Depending on what their end goals were.
Okay.
You know, if it was an organized resistance that I agreed with, and there was some kind of edict of we're going door to door, and this group said we will organize and prevent this from happening, I would join.
With violence. How do you stop it without violence?
I don't know how you stop it with violence.
That's a good point. Well, the argument would be, I think, and you're welcome to comment here, 855-450-FREE. Maybe there's some aspect we're missing. I'm sure there is. But the argument from the supporters of violence, of which I'm not one, but the arguments from them would be that, well, if people resist, then they won't continue the confiscations because they'll be too afraid of being killed.
But the way that they would go about doing gun confiscation, if they ever do it, is door to door. But if there was some kind of organized resistance of, you know, we will do something to prevent them from coming into this area.
What could that be?
I do not know.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe slash their tires or something like that.
Stand in the middle of the street and prevent the Bearcat from rolling through.
Some sort of monkey wrenching, some sort of civil disobedience. Free talk live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we will take your calls about anything. You're also invited to get interactive online at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the website, submit what you want as show prep, and then it must be voted up enough times to make it to the front page and the top of the site. You can go and get interactive in that way, as well as a number of others at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a free bumper sticker. You can get the instructions on how to get one of those. You can also download some web graphics. Use those on your website, link to Free Talk Live. You can also, of course, find us on Facebook, like us there, follow us on Twitter as well. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things you can do to help support Free Talk Live. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Abel. He's listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Abel.
Hey, Ian. Good to talk to you.
Hey, you're also on with Ali and Daryl. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Good to talk to all of them. We haven't met yet, Ali, but I met Daryl over at the Bitcoin thing. And
excellent, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
There's a link I just sent you on the Facebook page, Free Talk Live, that will take you to a real good timeline that shows actually a picture of, it's Adam Lanza, the 20-year-old brother of the other guy.
Ryan Lanza, the
alleged shooter. Right.
Yeah, so I've been following this one timeline, and it seems that it did have Ryan Lanza on early on, but switched over to Adam. And
okay,
I guess Brian is the of the two brothers, the kind of the level-headed guy, and this poor kid. I have no idea. I'm almost certain, like Molyneux says, that there probably was some damage done to him and his child rearing, but anyway,
odds are good. It does tend to be that people who are abused as children end up abusing others as adults, or worse.
Yeah. Anyways, back to the continuum of force. Number one, the whole, back to the words being polluted and destroyed by contemporary media. The word militia. I read a definition in an 1800 vintage dictionary, and it said militia, you know, all men from, you know, 16 to 49 or something like that. And basically that's what it was. Everybody was expected to take up arms, do training, and, mm-hmm. and it was, you know, you elected your officers. It was an organized grassroots defense force, and they didn't call themselves militia at the time. They called themselves the committees of safety.
Hmm. And, that certainly sounds a lot nicer and less violent.
Well, you know, and they would be people that would go and help people when they were in need, when there was, you know, floods or fires or whatever. They would be a team of guys that would get together and, you know, be the volunteer, whatever they needed to be. And, you know, I guess they did training. And you know, there are people actually in the effort to, you know, create that here in New Hampshire. There's a Committees of Safety Facebook group, too.
Interesting. I had not heard that terminology before. I think it certainly sounds better. I agree with Valley.
That's Revolutionary War terminology for the, you know, what they called the Minutemen. I guess the Minutemen were a special elite force of them, but there was, you know, I mean, that's why, you know, they were successful in their rebellion.
Abel, thanks for sharing that story tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Andrew, listening in California. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Daryl.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Andrew.
You know, new listener. Glad you guys took my call.
That's what we do. Go ahead.
Thanks. I wanted to talk to you guys about a news report that I just saw. And I know, it's, you know, mainstream media doesn't, you know, really report all the good news. But they have a link on their website to news10.net, and it's about a Manteca officer shooting of a supposedly gang member. And the video clearly shows that this guy was unjust in shooting. He murdered this guy in front of his house, getting out of his car. They said he had a knife. But in the dash cam video that they put on the link, it clearly shows that the knife that they found in the bed of the truck was used by the officer to cut the shirt off. And he totally just reached behind him and put it in the bed of the truck.
Wow.
And this is what they reported on the news. They later found the knife in the bed of the truck.
That sounds like an article that should definitely be shared with Cop Block.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I wanted to see if you guys maybe wanted to watch the video and give us some thoughts on it tomorrow.
Well, did you say you had submitted it over at the Free Talk Live website?
No, I did not. I can't seem to figure out how to take them from news10.net and put and share them. It doesn't have a share.
All you have to do is copy the link. You just take the link from the story and then submit that as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It'll then appear to where others can vote it up or vote it down, depending on whether or not they like it. And that way you don't have to worry about embedding anything. You just take the link and drop that on our website over at freetalklive.com. Just click submit a link or submit show prep, rather. Submit show prep.
Oh.
And it's a pretty simple form right there.
Very cool. Yeah, like I said, I'm kind of a new listener, you know, newly awakened. A couple months ago, so
right on.
Well, welcome aboard, Andrew. Glad you're listening. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I'd ask the question on Facebook: what would you do if there were house-to-house gun confiscations? I like Jeremy's answer. Jeremy Nussel says, "Well, first, I would not answer the door."
Nice.
And most people would answer the door. Most people, when the police come to the front door, they feel like they have to answer it.
Why?
I think it's because of movies and television shows.
Yeah, because don't answer the door, they just knock it down.
And this is not an argument to, like, censor someone's artwork, but people are very affected by movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's surprising, and, like, I have to see it myself. Did this bias of mine come from some movie I watched? Like, is Disney playing some mind tricks on me? And yeah, I've had to come to grips with, you know, there's reality and there's the things that you've sort of taken from art forms which have presented this other reality and made you think that there's an appropriate way to respond to situations.
Well,
when really
it's subconscious, probably for to a large extent. I mean, you've just seen it so many times in movies. I mean, what movie Does what movie has the protagonist not answer the door for the police? You may see some sort of TV show or some movie where the antagonist, the bad guy in the movie or whatever, doesn't answer the door. But in what movie does a good law-abiding person not answer the door for the police? It happens every single time. Even like the kids at the party that are, you know, not hurting anybody, but they're having, you know, an underage party or something like that, every single time they open the door for the police. And, of course, it's also backed up by what we perceive of as reality television. You know, you look at Cops, probably the longest-running reality TV series out there. Cops was around from before there was reality TV,
right,
before there was that title. And the Cops editors are looking to make the Cops look good. It's a propaganda piece more than anything
propaganda.
Else. Yeah, and so they will only include, if the Cops go up to your door and they've got the Cops crew with them and you refuse to open the door, guess what? Your, you know, clip is not going to be included in the show. Same with somebody who, if they're asked to search by a police officer on the show Cops and they refuse to search, they're not going to show you that clip on the television show. They're only going to show you the people who obediently allow the police to search, and then, oh, what do you know? They find a bag of pot or something else, you know, open container or whatever. So it's, I think it's to some extent subconscious. You don't even think, people don't even think before opening the door for the police.
I know, and it would be weird to watch a show and then all of a sudden, you know, the protagonist doesn't answer the door for the police. You'd want to know why. Like, you know, it's like, whoa, well, he believes in his rights to not answer the door to the police, and he realizes the police is a bigger threat to him than, like, almost any other group of people. It's like, no, that
right,
would have to all
be
explicitly explained.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to explain it, and it wouldn't make for good conflict. You know, the police are written into the show in order to have a conflict, usually, with people, and so you wouldn't be moving that forward.
You were talking about the kids having underage parties and answering the doors.
Mm-hmm.
When we were out cop blocking a couple weeks ago, the first call we went to was an underage party, and someone inside the house actually had a bullhorn, and they were bullhorning to all of the friends, get out of the house, and the cop said, we're here for a noise complaint. Knock that off.
All right, we're out of time for tonight. Join Allie on her website, AllieHavens.com, Daryl on his at FPP.cc, and get more Free Talk Live any old time you want at FreeTalkLive.com. We'll see you tomorrow for the live Saturday edition.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.